Okay, the next photograph is by Chloe. Chloe, tell us about the photograph. What does it show, and why did you choose this photograph?
Well, this is obviously a picture, well, a close-up of the grass and all the little jacaranda petals that have fallen down. And I chose this photo because I think one of the main attractions of the piazza is the grass areas. And I think that's an area that attracts people because it's really nice between lectures, or like if you're coming from the library or something, it's a nice break to sit on the grass there under the shade. So that's what attracted me to take that photo, because that's one of the areas that I used to sit on predominantly in that first and second year. When Steph and I would like go to the library to study, then we'd come outside for lunch breaks. And it's very convenient because it's so central. It's easier to go to like this grass area than go all the way down in the big grass area here by Haloa. So yeah, and also it's really beautiful with the jacarandas as well, and they're starting to fall now, so I just thought it was a nice picture to take.
Okay, and when you took this photograph, tell us, what was your body experiencing at the time?
Well, first of all, I had to get down on my haunches to get the photograph, and people were looking at me strangely as to why I'm getting on my knees and trying to take the photo. But in terms of experiencing it,
how did the grass feel?
Pricky. I don't know how to describe it.
Was it wet?
Not really, because we went late in the afternoon, so the grass was dry by then. That's all.
Were there lots of people sitting on the grass?
This section that I took, I specifically went to this section because there weren't a lot of people sitting there. I literally went to like the last little bit of this patch of grass, but in terms of all the grass areas, there were a lot of people sitting on the grass.
Can you remember what the area smelled like when you lay down? Were you lying down on your stomach
Literally just on my knees.
Okay. That's why digital cameras help us. We can just put them down there.
In terms of the smell, well, because there were people around there, and people obviously are having lunch and stuff, I actually only really smelled people's food. I didn't really take in, like, the scent of the flowers or the grass or anything, because that whole area is predominantly a food-smelling area. Like, you can smell all the food cooking and, like, there's cigarette smoke and stuff like that, so I was more aware of those smells than the actual, like, grass and things.
Okay. And attached to all of those smells, there were probably particular sounds that you heard too.
Yes. Well, it's a very noisy area. So, yeah, that's why I try to avoid that area. I don't know if you guys found as well, like, I actually just took a voice note when I was walking through the area just to listen, just to capture the amount of noise and how many people are speaking at that time. So, it's a very noisy area.
So your photograph responds to the question about liking and or disliking this area? Or
Yes, it's the one about, is there anything you really like or hate about the piazza and its environment? Yeah.
So tell us what you really dislike, because this is obviously the part that you really like about the piazza.
Yes, the grass areas, yeah.
What do you dislike about the piazza?
I think the main thing for me is all the smells. And it's like the one place on campus where all the smokers like come together. Like, I know, well, you guys would have obviously noticed all the hubs that are set up, and you have like all the crews that set up their little hub thing. So for me, it's a gross area for me. There's a lot of smells. It's quite dirty. And especially when you go into the food court area, it's just like predominantly overwhelming with like food smells and yeah.
Do you go there often?
No.
But you did in first and second year?
Yes. I think mainly because it's so central, that's why I went there, because there's the ATMs, there's OC rental for contracts and stuff. And in first and second year, our lectures were in Van der Bijl and in the humanities. So I think that's why I went. But now that we're all the way down this side of the campus, there's no reason really for me to go there. I'd rather actually go drive to the F&B to draw money than to like deviate and go that route, I believe.
Okay, so off campus, yeah. Event off campus rather than walk to the piazza.
Yeah, because, well,
on our way home,
yeah,
black, so.
And we come in a different entrance, so I don't actually pass that area at all.
So is it more a case of you don't go and draw money there because you it's out of your way or because you don't like it?
I'd say a combination of both. I wouldn't optionally be like, okay, let me go draw money in the piazza. It just naturally comes to me like, okay, I'm going to go to the F&B. So I think if I passed it more and my lectures were on that side, it would be more convenient for me. But, yeah.
Thank you, Chloe. Would anybody like to ask Chloe a question or make a comment on the photograph? Yes, Gillian. I think in a way, when we get to the other photos that I'm going to discuss, I think this does epitomize to me the area that I like about the piazza. I like sort of detail shots, and I think it's because it's really the first time that I've been in that specific space. I found once I'd done what I wanted to do, whatever, I just wanted to get outside, grass, lights, quiet. It's got a more of a serene feel to it, and I think the photo captures that feeling. I think it's like tangible and natural and organic, and it's a complete opposite of what you experience on the inside of the building.
Yeah, I was just going to say, as noisy as the space is, the grass area is somewhat also like provide a sense of like relaxation and just a nice calming space to be. Like, it's a really nice place to sit if you have to study or something.
And you guys went at 12:30, 1:00, so it must have been extremely busy.
Yeah.
Of course, that's why I decided that we wouldn't have our class there, because the previous day it had been cold, so we couldn't really sit outside on the grass, and it was completely full up inside, all the eating areas inside, and very noisy too. So you at least had, well, when you went, it was more pleasant to sit out there.
Yeah, it wasn't as packed, I'd say, at that time. Mm-hmm. People kind of moving on to the lectures, because I think lectures start at 12.
Yeah, if you go like in that 10-minute break in between.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.